Lender closing costs. The consummation of a contractual real estate transaction in which all appropriate documents are signed, and the proceeds of the mortgage loan are then disbursed by the lender is called closing. A closing is a meeting for completing a transaction, especially one at which contracts are signed, transferring ownership of real estate. It is the process of formulating, executing, and delivering all documents required by a permanent investor, the disbursement of the mortgage funds, and providing for the protection of the investor's security. The required documentation for each closing is determined by the lender or investor in the transaction. Closing procedures vary depending upon the laws and customs of different states. As mentioned earlier, title companies perform two primary services: title insurance and escrow. When a title company holds a closing, they are performing escrow services. Most closings in Texas are conducted at a title company. In the past, it was common for both the buyer and the seller to close the transaction together in the same office. Closing together is rarer today than in the past for several reasons. If the buyer is obtaining a loan, he or she has many more documents to sign than does the seller. Since the buyer requires more time to close, it makes sense to do so separately. Technology allows documents to be transmitted easily over the internet, making separate closings feasible. The ability to easily transfer funds by wire makes separate and distant closings feasible. Separate closings are especially desirable when the relationship between the parties has been strained because of protracted negotiations over repairs or other issues. The order in which the parties close is of no consequence. When the seller closes, the seller will sign a deed conveying the property to the buyer, provide title insurance if stipulated in the contract, authorize the title company to pay off any existing mortgages or liens. The title company will have obtained the payoff information prior to closing. Some lenders require written authorization from the seller, allowing the title company to provide payoff information. Sign other documents as needed. Common additional documents include affidavits of marital history. Sometimes the title record is unclear because an individual may have acquired title under one name and is selling under another. Affidavits from the seller certifying that there are no outstanding charges or liens against the property that are not being paid off at closing. Affidavit of identity. The seller certifies that he/she is who he/she claims to be, and that he/she has the legal authority to convey title. All parties to the transaction will need to provide a photo ID at closing. Affidavit acknowledging that the attorneys who drew the closing documents are not representing either party to the transaction. Wiring instructions will be provided at closing so that the title company can deposit the seller's net proceeds. When the buyer closes, he or she has a large number of documents to sign, including promissory note payable to the lender, deed of trust securing repayment of the promissory note, affidavit of identity. The buyer certifies that he or she is who he or she claims to be. All parties to the transaction will need to provide a photo ID at closing. Affidavit acknowledging that the attorneys who drew the closing documents are not representing either party to the transaction. TREC promulgated contracts stipulate that possession be delivered to the buyer upon closing and funding. In some cases, the lender will fund a transaction immediately, a process that is known as table funding. In other cases, the lender will fund after a brief delay that allows them to do a quick review of the documents. Still, others will delay funding for 6 hours or more to allow time for a more thorough review of the documents. Buyers and sellers should be aware of the funding policy of the lender so that they can better plan move out and move in. Sellers may be concerned about funding because they are purchasing a new property and need the funds to close. The license holder's involvement in the closing process can be minimal. As a rule, it is a good practice for the agent to attend the closing. The buyer and seller each know their respective agents better than anybody else in the transaction. They expect their agents to be with them and to be available to answer questions during what can be a very stressful transaction.